So the Gemara Nun Aleph on the base tells a story. Ula came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he visits by Rav Nachman, and he ate bread, and they recited Birchas Hamazon and a Koshel Bracha. So he gives, after he finishes the benching, he gives the Koshel Bracha to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman should drink it. Apparently, there's a Midas Chassidus, not only that one person who says the Kiddush of the Havdalah should drink from the Koshel Bracha, that's a Gemara, HaMavarach Tzor Sheyitom, that's a Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem, that Pashtus is that when you say Kiddush of Havdalah, Bichas Eris and Bichas Nisun, you say Bracha Lakos, the one who says the Bar Piyagafen should take a drink. How much do you have to drink? Maloy Lugmov. On Pesach night, the Gemara says you have to drink Rav Kos. The Tosis reinterprets it. Tosis says it doesn't mean Rav Kos. It means Maloy Lugmov. The Rambam holds not so. The Rambam holds that when you have a Bracha Lakos, oh, you only have to drink Maloy Lugmov. Maloy Lugmov by an Adam Beinani is a Rav Revius. But on Pesach night, there's a mitzvah to drink Arba Kosis. Everyone has to drink. We must discuss that before Pesach. So you have to drink either Kol HaKos or Ruba Kukul or Rav Kos. But whenever you don't, whenever there's no mitzvah to drink the cup, just the mitzvah to say a Bracha Lakos, Kiddush Avdala, then you drink Maloy Lugmov. So not only does the one who said the Birchas Hamazon al Lakos, not only should he drink Maloy Lugmov, there's a Midas Chassidus that he gives it to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman should also take a sip. Everyone wants to drink a little bit from the, you're not M'chuyiv to. The Pashto says that you Yotze Kiddush and Avdala and let's say a bracha by a bris. The Gemara says after you finish performing the bris, say the bracha shekiddush, he did me better. So the Gemara doesn't say it has to be al akos, but the meaning is that we recite it al akos. So someone should drink. Whenever you have a birchas eris, a medina de Gemara, birchas eris doesn't have to be recited al akos. It was instituted in the days of the Goyim, so we make it into a bracha al akos. You have to drink a maloy lugma. So when one person drinks, a maspik. But there's a midas chassidus that other people should drink as well. So Ula gives the cup of koshel bracha to Rav Nachman. He should have a sip. Rav Nachman says maybe we should send it to my wife Yalta. Because the Gemara quoted before, Mishagvelat on the fourth line from the top of Nun Aleph on the base, Mishagvelat Shabesa B'matan, you should send it to your wife. So Ula says no. I learned by Rabbi Yechanan there. So Rabbi Yechanan said, everything depends on the husband. You don't need the wife. Shine. So then the Gemara continues on the last narrow line. Adahachi, while her husband, Rabbi Nachman, is carrying on this conversation with Ula, the guest from Eretz Yisrael, Shama Yalta. Yalta overhears what's going on. This is a whole conversation. Kama Bizihara. She went into a fit of anger. Also the Bechamra, they had a wine cellar or wine room, and she was so furious why they didn't send her the cup of wine. The Tavra Dala Mea Dani Dechamra, she smashed 400 barrels of wine. She had a temper, putting it mildly. Okay. So Omale Rab Nachman says to Ula, we better send her some wine. She's going to smash another 400 barrels of wine. Yeah, 400 barrels of wine. Well, Rav Nachman, l'shadlai markas achrinim. Let's send her another cup of wine, and we'll tell her that this is from Koshel Bracha. Sholach lo, so they sent a message to the wife, kol hai navga debircha sahi. What does that mean? What does Rashi say? Kol yayin shebechavis. All the wine in the 400 barrels that you cracked open, all of that wine, kekoshal bracha hu, simi menu, drink some of the wine there. You don't, in order to participate in the drinking of the koshal bracha, mikaredin, if one person drinks, must speak. Is enough. So Ula drank malal lugma from the koshal bracha, that's enough. But it's a midas chassidus that other people want to participate as well. Everyone wants to take a little sip. You don't need everybody to drink Maloy Lugma. One person drank Maloy Lugma Maspik, so the others want to have a little bit of a sip. So he tells her, it's not necessary to drink Davka from this Koshel Bracha. All the barrels of wine that you cracked open, take some of that wine. Any wine that you drink in conjunction with the Koshel Bracha, has the status of fulfilling the Midas Chasidus, of drinking from the kosher bracha. Kol hai nabka de birchasei. So then she was in a fit of rage. So she got angrier at this Ula, the guest from Eretz Yisrael. Apparently all the years her husband had her under control, Rav Nachman. And when this Rabbi Ula came from Eretz Yisrael, she went into a fit of anger. So Sholchalei, so she sent a message to her husband. This character Ula is traveling around and he happened to eat by us, he visited by us. She refers to him as the Mahadure. The guy's traveling around. The Mahadure Mili, the people who travel around from one place to the other, they have a lot to say, a lot of words. Mismartute kalme. And from people who wear shmatis, dirty clothing, there's going to be a lot of lice. She was making fun of this Ula. He was probably wearing dirty clothing, so she's making fun of him. So she says she doesn't care what he says. So in Shulchan Aruch, they have the din. Let's say a person says Kiddush, and Hilchas Kiddush, that person says Kiddush, and then the din is Hamavarch Tzor She'itam. If you don't drink Malay Lugmav, so you're not Yotzei the Kiddush. So what's the din if the whole cup of wine spilled out? A person said Bar Pi Agopin, and he planned to drink this. Let's say a person says Bar Pi Hoitz, he holds an apple in his hand. Gemara said you have to hold it in the right hand. Bar holds it in his right hand. He's a right, he holds it in his right hand. Yeah, the Gemara had a discussion, which to hold in the right hand, which to hold in the left hand. The wine by Havdalah or the Psalmim. So there was Machlokes Bishamim Bisil. So we pass like Bisil, you hold the wine in the right hand and the Bisamim in the left hand. Okay. Then the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rav Yod that you switch before you say Barim and Psalmim and the Vilna Gaon and the Emre Naam said from the Gemara, would it be you don't switch? You still continue to hold the wine in the right hand and the Psalmim in the left hand without switching. Okay. So a person holds an apple in his right hand and says, Bar Pi Hoitz, and the apple, he's in the street, and the apple falls down in the gutter, and it gets all filthy. And he's not going to go to the house to wash off the apple. He only planned on eating one apple. So this apple is dirty, or the apple fell down the entrance to the sewer, so no more apple. But he wants to eat another apple. So he has. So Tosis quoted the Yerushalmi, if a person had, what did Tosis quote? I forgot about it. Turmisa. Person had a turmis and he said whatever bracha is supposed to say Bar Pi Adama, Bar Pi Hoetz on the turmis and it fell down and it got dirty. He says, so he only intended to eat that one turmis, that's the other bracha. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. If the person, I remember once Rabbi Soloveitchik visited the Bronx for a Shabbos because his brother-in-law made a bar mitzvah. So the bar mitzvah was a Rabbi David B. Hollander Shul. So he had a daven in the morning. And Rabbi Gerelich was a colorful Rebbe here in the yeshiva. So Rabbi Gerelich, without consulting Rabbi Soloveitchik, put an advertisement in the Yiddish newspaper that Rabbi Soloveitchik is going to give a drosha in his shul on Shabbos afternoon between Mincha and Maariv. So it said in the newspaper that he's going to give a drosha, so he's not going to make Rabbi Gerelich into a liar. So he came to the shul, and I don't think he consulted him. He came to the shul and gave me the drasha. Remember, it was Shabbos Parshas Korach. Rav Soloveitchik had a famous drasha on Parshas Korach that when he got stuck somewhere, so that was always his drasha for Parshas Korach. So I remember by Havdalah, the Shamas and Rabbi Gerelich Shul had learned in the yeshiva in Europe. He was a yeshiva man. So he was saying Havdalah in the presence of Rav Soloveitchik. So he was so nervous. So in the middle of the Havdalah, put down the cup for a moment, and then he said, "Bar minim summon," and "Bar mi arihoish." And then when he picked it up again, he was so nervous he spilled the whole cup of wine on the floor, on the carpet in the shul. So Rabbi Soloveitchik started screaming, "Turmisa! Turmisa!" So most of the people didn't know what he was talking about. The people who learned in yeshivas, no, he meant the taisus with turmisa. So the person filled up the cup again, and he said again, "Another bar piagofen." He said, "Another bar piagofen." So the question is, are you yotzei the kiddush? The din is amavarach tzor she'itam. If you don't drink from the koshal bracha, you're not yotzei. Is that called a koshal bracha? In that case, he say the bracha of Havdalah at the end. But in that case, that happened in the shul in the Bronx. He said the bar piagofen at the end. So he said the bar piagofen. You say the Havdalah at the end. So he said, he recited the Havdalah over this cup of wine. The Bar Piyagofen that he said turned out to be a bracha levatola because he spilled the whole cup of wine. And he only intended to drink one cup of wine. He wasn't going to drink two cups. He had to repeat the bracha Bar Piyagofen. But in the Shulchan Aruch's case, Shulchan Aruch gives a case, the person said Kiddush. He said Bar Piyagofen, he said Kiddush. And after saying the Kiddush, the whole cup of wine spilled. And then he fills it up again. He has to say another Bar Piyagofen. He only planned on drinking that one cup of wine. If a person thinks that maybe he'll have more wine in the middle of the meal, then it's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. He dropped a cup of wine that he planned to drink now. That's a machlekes in Mechaber the Rambam. Let's say he eats one apple, and if he likes it, he'll eat more apples, or he'll eat some more fruits. So that's a machlekes in Mechaber the Rambam. So Mechaber says the fruit that you, the morsel of food that you eat first is what the bracha is chal on. So you plan to eat this tormiso first, and that turmissa fell in the dirt, and you're not going to eat that first, and now you're going to eat a different thing first, so the bracha doesn't relate to the other thing. You always have to say a new bracha. And the Ramah Paskins, not so. Ramah Paskins, Fashkinazim, if you plan to eat more, you plan to drink more wine, then there's no need to recite another Bar Piyagofen. So the Shulchan Aruch, they're giving a case. The fellow said Bar Piyagofen, he said Kiddush. He only planned to drink this one cup of wine. He wasn't going to drink any more wine. And then he spills the whole cup of wine. So he fills up the cup again. If he wants a drink and he needs another Bar Piyagofen. But the question is, was he Yotze the Kiddush? When you say the bracha of Kiddush over a cup of wine, if you don't take a sip from the Koshal bracha, so you're not Yotze the mitzvah bracha lakos. And when he drinks the cup of wine later, is that called the Koshal bracha? So the Bi'ur Agro is Mitzayin this Gemara. Kol hani navga the bircha sehi. You see from the Gemara that whoever drinks wine in conjunction with a bracha ala kos is considered koshal bracha. Any wine that you drink in conjunction with bracha ala kos is considered koshal bracha. So that's what our thesis writes like that. Let's say, what daf are we on? I forgot already. Here, the top thesis on Mem Zayin and Manal. So thesis shows from the Gemara, Psochem daf kuvav. The Amoira was saying Kiddush on Shabbos morning. So he said, recite Kiddush Rabbah. So he's first said Bar Piyagofen. Then he didn't know what else they wanted him to say. He was prepared to say whatever other bracha they were going to ask him to say. He never said any other bracha. For him, it should have really been a bracha levatola. What are they saying in other bracha? There's no Takanas Chachamim. But Rav Moshe Feinstein quotes that Gemara. You see from that Gemara that if the minhag hamakom is that they say another bracha, it's not considered a bracha levatola. Moshe Feinstein discusses the one who's the shliach tzibur, davens nusach svarad, and he doesn't say, he never says baruch Hashem li'olam amen v'amen. But he's the shliach tzibur in the shul where they clearly do say baruch Hashem li'olam. Here in the yeshiva it's half and half. So half of the people do say, half of the people don't say. Half of the balei tefila, half of the shliach tzibur do say, half of them don't say. So you can't say that the ones who do say or don't say are in violation of the minhag hamakom. The minhag hamakom is 50-50. But let's say you go to a shul where it's clear that the minhag hamakom is that they always say Baruch Hashem L'Yoylem. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has, even if you personally, your personal minhag is that you never say Baruch Hashem L'Yoylem. But if that's the minhag hamakom, so you should say along, how do you know? Why isn't it a bracha levatola? So he quotes this Gemara that the Amora, whoever it was, I forgot about it, the Amora was prepared to say whatever other bracha they'll encourage him to say. So you see, it's not considered a bracha levatola. So Tosis shows from that Gemara that all the other people had their own kos in front of them. The Sava, the old man, Gochem Mishasi, leaned over, and he drank from the kos that was in front of him. And he drank before the Amora. The Amora said Kiddush on Shabbos morning. So before, and the Amora thought he's going to have to say another bracha. He thought they wanted him to say another bracha. He was prepared to say it. And then when he saw the Sava, the old man, leaned over and he drank from his cup, so he saw that that's it. They call it Kiddush Rabbah. Rashi, the Rashbam writes over there, it's Loshen Sagi Nohar. It's the opposite, not Kiddush Rabbah. The big Kiddush is the short Kiddush. That's how the Rashbam writes over there. It's a Loshen Sagi Nohar. Other Rishonim say differently. Why is it called Kiddush Rabbah? Because you always say Bar Piyagofen. Whatever Kiddush you say, you always say Bar Piyagofen. On Shabbos you say Asher Kiddush HaMitzvos HaVeRos HaBanim. On Yom Tov you say Asher Bach HaBanim. On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur you say different Chasima. The nusach is always a little different, but the bracha bar pi agafen is always the same. So that's called kiddusha rabba, the kiddush that has the more important bracha of the bar pi agafen. They say it's not intended to be baloshen sagi noah. The Rashban learns on that gemara that it's called kiddush on Shabbos morning, called kiddusha rabba baloshen sagi noah. The opposite, it's the shortest kiddush. It's a mother rishonim bright. It's not a loshen sagi noah. It means the kiddush that only consists of the bar pi agafen, which is the basic bracha in all the kiddush. So Tosis says, you see from that Gemara, that's what Tosis points out at the end. Mikad mashmash ein soch limzog mikos brocha l'sharakos. Some have the practice that when they say kiddush, so they pour wine out to everybody else, they should drink from the kosher brocha. So I said, it's not necessary. Ein soch lizim mikos brocha l'sharakos. Echa she'esh b'fnei ha'orichim kosos she'ele pegumos. That's what you see from this Gemara, Nun Aleph and Beis. Whoever drinks any wine in conjunction with, from a different cup, from a different barrel of wine, in conjunction with a bracha lakos, it's all considered a bracha lakos. Everything is considered a kosher bracha. So that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch, the person said the whole kiddush, bar pi agafen kiddush, then he spills the whole cup of wine. If all he intended to drink was that cup of wine, he has to say, that's turmasa. That was the Tosis before in the Lam. It's turmasa. That was the Eskis screen, that turmasa. Yeah. So you have to say another bar pi agafen. What does it help if you say another bar pi agafen? But you didn't drink from the kosher bracha. The answer is, it is the kosher bracha. It's a different kosher bracha. Not only that, let's say someone else, the one who said the kiddush, spilled the whole cup of wine, and he didn't drink anything from the cup of wine. Someone else will fill another cup of wine, and they'll say bar pi agafen, and they'll drink. Fine. It's also called hamar baruch sarsha yitam. Whoever fills up a cup of wine in conjunction with a kosher bracha is considered drinking from a kosher bracha. Tosis says that's provided that the kosher that the other people have are einam pegumas. If the yain is pug, not pug, it means no one sipped from the wine. Avol im osam kosas pegumim. If someone sipped from the wine, then the kosher is pogum, then yesh peder. Then you should pour out some of the wine from the cup that's not pogum, or from a bottle of wine, whatever, pour some water to be misakon the pegima, to take it out of the category of yain pogum. Yeah. So that's amidas chasidus, that everyone should drink. That's what we discussed the Tosis before. Tosis said that you have to have, everybody should be sitting down by Havdalah. So the Bichas Rosh said on that Tosis, where was that Tosis? Mem Gimel or something. The long Tosis on Mem Gimel, Havli Em Beis Havli Aponui. So Tosis says the correct practice is when you say Havdalah, everybody should be sitting. Why does everybody have to sit? Because by Pasen Yain, you need Haseba. And we Bizmanas and nobody has Haseba. We should all be sitting around. So the Birchas Rosh explains the Pshat and the Tosis. They're doing what the Tosis says on our Gemara. There's a Midas Chasidus that everybody sips from the Kosher Bracha. Like a Yalta, she wanted to drink from the Kosher Bracha. So the practice used to be, I never saw it now, the practice used to be that everybody drinks from the Kosher Bracha of Havdalah. So if you want my Bar Pi Agafen to count for everybody else, then you have to have Yeshiva did that, Keseba did too, but Pasayan, you need Haseba. Or you need Yeshiva, they should be sitting around the table to be Moitzi them. But the way we have the practice today, that only one who says the Avdolah drinks the wine, the other people don't drink the wine. So then what do you need that they should all be sitting for? And even with that, we mentioned the Chazon Ish, yes, on the Taisvis, the Gemara says in the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah that you don't say Yotza Moitzi by Birchas Hanenin. Only bar pi agafen of kiddush you do. So you say yotza moitzi not only by the kiddush, even by the bar pi agafen of the kiddush. So I'm not even drinking wine, and I can be moitzi with the bar pi agafen. So the Chazon Ish thought that havdalah should be the same as kiddush. So I could be moitzi with the bar pi agafen of havdalah, even though I'm not drinking wine at all. So what do you accomplish by everybody sitting, as opposed to standing? If everybody's sitting, they're all eating together. The whole chabur is eating together. So the Chabur only offers one bracha, but I'm not drinking wine at all. You're going to drink the wine. And I could be moitzi with the bar pi agafen, yotza moitzi, even though I'm not drinking the wine at all. So what is accomplished by sitting? That was the Chazon Ish's taina. So he said that Rav Soloveitchik explained in the name of his grandfather, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, He thought that there's a difference between Kiddush and Abdullah. The Kiddush, the Bar Pyakofen, is in the integral part of the Kiddush, and Abdullah, it's not so. By Kiddush, the Gemara says in the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah, that you say Yotza Moitzi not only on the Kiddush, Baruch Ham Kiddush, even on the Bar Pyakofen of the Kiddush. But by Abdullah, you wouldn't be able to say, that's pretty clear from the Tosfos like that, that's the Chazon Ish's Taina. So you see from the Tosfos, they knew the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, unless they forgot the Gemara. But if you assume Tosfos didn't forget, that's the Chazon Ish's Kasha. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that by Berak Ragof and HaKiddush, he said, Yotze Moitzi, even if you're not drinking at all with the other person. So what do you need, Yeshiva? That it should be considered one big Chabur is eating together. Even if I'm not drinking at all, I can be Motziyah with the Berak Ragof. So you see from Tosfos, unless Tosfos forgot the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. But if you should assume they didn't forget, then you have to distinguish between Kiddush and Abdullah. That Bar Pyagof and Abkiddush becomes an integral part of the Kiddush. And Abdullah, it's a Bichas Hanen, does become part of the Havdalah. Yeah, so this is Amidus Chassidus, that everyone should drink from the Koshal Bracha by a Bris, and everyone should drink from the Koshal Bracha by a Erisin, by a Chasana, by a Shevet Brachas. Everyone wants to participate in drinking from the Koshal Bracha. On Shabbos morning, Velvola Soloveitchik, that's how they write in the books, the storybooks. Velvola Soloveitchik came up with a Chiddush. I don't understand why it was such a big Chiddush. The Netziv has this. The Netziv wrote a commentary on the Shiltas when he was a teenager. So he wrote in his commentary, the Netziv's granddaughter married Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, who was the father of Rav Velvola Soloveitchik. So this should have been known from a few years earlier. But somehow in the books they write that Rav Velvola Soloveitchik came up with the Chiddush, that Kiddush on Shabbos morning, the Bar Pyagofen, only those people who drink the wine are Yotze. Whoever doesn't drink the wine is not Yotze. Because there is no Broch Alakos. If he say Kiddush Alakos, say Havdol Alakos, he say Bichas Hamazan Alakos, say Bichas Hashir Alayayin, you say Bichas Eris and Bichas Nisu and a Bris, by Bris Mili, you say Shekiddush Yedid Mibet, and say everybody who listens is Yotze, even if they don't drink. But on Shabbos morning, the whole Kiddush only consists of Bar Pyagof, and he didn't say any Broch Alakos. There's only a Bichas Hanenin. So he thought whoever doesn't drink is not Yotze the Kiddush on Shabbos morning. So that's what the Netziv wrote. He thinks that that's what it says in the Shiltas. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan also wrote. Aruch HaShulchan was the brother-in-law of the Netziv. The Netziv married the sister of the Aruch HaShulchan. And then when the Netziv's first wife died, then he married his niece. He married the daughter of the Aruch HaShulchan. That's why the author of the Torah Tmima, whenever he refers to the Netziv, he calls it Dodi Gisi. My uncle, my brother-in-law. First he was his uncle because it was his mother's brother. And then when the first wife of the Netziv passed away, then he married the sister of the Torah Tmima, who was the daughter of the Aruch HaShulchan. So he always refers to him as Doidi Gisi. Yeah. So on Shabbos morning, they say that Rav Velvola Soloveitchik came up with this Chiddush, whoever doesn't drink the wine is not Yotze. Rav Chaim was very upset and he said, you shouldn't say that. That's not so. But they write in the storybooks that from that time on, Rav Chaim was nizer about that. He thought that there was something to it. So why did he bop his son over the head? I don't know. Why did he know it from the Netziv's commentary on the Shiltas? It wasn't printed yet. I don't know. There's something fishy with the story. So that's on Shabbos morning, Kiddush on Shabbos morning. What about Kiddush on Friday night? So Kiddush on Friday night, there is an opinion, which is not the accepted opinion. There is an opinion that whoever doesn't drink the wine is not Yotze. The Sefer HaMichtom on our Reb Sachem quotes, that's one of the Rishonim. Sefer HaMichtom quotes that his father had that opinion. Whoever doesn't drink the wine is not Yotze. Because the purpose of the Kiddush on Shabbos and Yom Tov is to be kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos. That's why the din requires you have to have Kiddush, the Makam Suda, to be kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos. You need two things to be kaveh the Suda. You need Kiddush in advance, Kiddush Makam Suda, and then you have to mention, we'd say, Yalav Yov on the Birchas HaMazon at the end, to be kaveh the Suda as a Suda Shabbos. So that's a Chiddush. The Rishonim ask against him, the Rashbam on Arvei Pesachim writes, not so. Even if you didn't drink the wine, you yotze the Kiddush, that's the common practice. Even the Bnei Abayis who don't drink wine are yotze. So they prove it from the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem, on the base. And Erev says that on every Yom Tov we say Shehecha Yonim. So what about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? The Gemara says also you say Shech Yonah. Then the Gemara says we usually say Shech Yonah ala kos. You say Shech Yonah at the end of the Kiddush. Strictly speaking, the Shech Yonah was not connected with the Kiddush. can say Shachyanu while you're walking in the street. Zman Amrafila Bashuk. The Gemara calls the Bracha of Shachyanu. We call it the Bracha of Shachyanu. The Gemara calls it the Bracha of Zman. Shachyanu Vikimon Vikyanu Lazman. So the Gemara calls it the Bracha of Zman. Gemara says, Zman Amrafila Bashuk. You can say the Bracha even when you're walking in the street. But if you save it to recite it at the end of the Kiddush, then you enhance the significance of the Bracha. You made the Shachyanu into Bracha Lakos. So that's why we save it, and we say it at the end of the Kiddush. So the Gemara says, well, what about on Yom Kippur? No one's, you don't make any Kiddush on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, well, maybe we should say Shachyanu on Erev Yom Kippur, and over Burp Yagof and Shachyanu, and then drink the wine. So the Gemara says, no, you can't say Shachyanu on Erev Yom Kippur. You have to say Shachyanu on Yontif. Let's say some of the women bench licht, and they have in mind not to be Makabel Shabbos, not to be Makabel Yontif. They want to drive to shul, especially Erev Yom Kippur. They want to go to shul for Kol Nidre. So a lot of the women say Shachyanu when they light the candles on Erev Yontif. So if you've said Shachyanu, you can't make a t'nai that you're not Mekabel Yontif. The Gemara said b'feirush in Erev and Daf Mem on the base, you can only say Shachyanu on Yontif. You can't say Shachyanu on Erev Yontif. You're not Yotze. The Gemara says, if you're going to say Shachyanu over a cup of wine on Erev Yom Kippur, it means implicitly in the Shachyanu is that you're Mekabel Tosefes Yom Kippur. Once you're Mekabel Tosefes, you can't drink the wine. If nobody drinks the wine, so you didn't gain anything, so it's not a bracha lakos. So the Gemara said, that's it. We don't say Shachyanu over a cup of wine on Yom Kippur, right after Kol Nidre. Everybody says Shachyanu and Shul together without the wine. The Gemara says, why don't you give it to a child? Why don't we say Shachyanu a cup of wine? Let someone else drink the wine. So get a child who's not fasting anyway. So the Gemara says it's a bad chinuch, because the child is going to grow up. He's going to remember that the rabbi always gave him wine. On Leil Yom Kippur, he's going to think even after he becomes bar mitzvah, he still says Shachyanu. He should drink a cup of wine. So the Gemara says, we don't do that. But you see from the Gemara that all the other people are yotzei the Shachyanu while ayayin, even though they're not drinking the wine. So that's what the Rashbam times the Sif in that Gemara in Erevin, that whenever you hear a bracha lakos, you yotzei the bracha lakos, it has the significance of a bracha lakos, even though you're not taking any wine. The child is going to drink the wine. That's the Gemara. So the cotton is going to drink the wine. The cotton's not fasting anyway. So the Rashbam proves, in Abi Pesachim proves in that Gemara in Erevin, that everybody's yotzei kiddush on Friday night, even though they don't sip any wine. So apparently the Michtam thinks that there's a difference. If it's not a bracha lakos, Asher kiddush you did me better by a bris alakos, bichas eus and alakos, bichas nisu and alakos, bichas hamaz and alakos. So everybody's yotze the brach alakos, even if they don't take a sip. It's a midas chasidus that everyone should sip. Here the kosh of bichas hamaz. Yalta wanted to have a sip, so they sent her a message, have some of the wine in the wine cellar. It's all considered a brach alakos. But the michtam only said it by kiddush. Apparently. Otherwise, against the Gemara. Michtam only said it by Kiddush. Whoever doesn't drink the wine is not Yotzei the Kiddush, because the purpose of the Kiddush ain't Kiddush Elam Makam Suda. The purpose of the Kiddush is to be Kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos. So if you're not drinking the wine, so what good, what does it accomplish? So the Biskerab said it, and then it's Siv in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, he also wrote a commentary on the Shiltas. So he and his brother-in-law, they came up with the same wild idea. They write a commentary on the Shiltas. Must have been floating in the air, such an idea. So they both wrote a commentary, they both say the same thing, and then Rav Elbel Soloveitchik rediscovered America 50 years later, 70 years later, I don't know, and he came up with the same fantastic Kiddush. Now whoever doesn't drink the wine on Shabbos morning is not Yotzei the Kiddush. And that, we don't really hold like that either, but there's what to be concerned about. And on Friday night, there are fewer poskim who hold. On Shabbos morning, there's more room to argue like that, because the whole Kiddush only consists of the Bor Piyagofen. Friday night, the Michtam says like that, that Kiddush on Shabbos Yontif, since you need Kiddush Malkum Suda, whoever doesn't drink the wine is not Yotzei. And we don't really hold like that either. But even on Birchas Hamazon Alakos, even on Birchas Erisin, Birchas Nisun Alakos, whenever there's a Brach Alakos, there's a Midas Chassidus that everyone should have a sip of the wine. By Havdalah, that's the practice of the Bali Atesh, that everyone took a sip of the wine by Havdalah. Okay. So again, Amem Zayin Amar Aleph, the issue that the Tosis raised was that the Gemara says here in Brachas, Einam Sidim Rashem Litom Ashi Yitam HaMavarach. The one who says Hamoitzi, And then he sends challah down to the end of the table, so the other people, usually people violate this, they don't know this din. The Gemara said they shouldn't eat, they shouldn't begin to eat the challah till I start eating the challah. Some people have the practice, they start eating the challah before they want to set a moitzi, so he starts nibbling challah before he cuts up for the other people. Not to be mafsik in between his amoitzi and the eating of the challah. Others have the practice. The Herod dictates you should cut challah for everybody before you start eating. Why should you act like a chazan and start eating the challah before you cut for the others? So others have the practice. That was my father's practice. My father used to slice and achrayim. They have the both menagim. That my father used to slice all the challah for everybody before he started eating anything. But then the other people have to know they're not supposed to begin eating the challah until the mevarch eats his challah. So the Poshib Shat in the Gemara is that it's a din and Birchas Hanenin. My bracha is not chal till I swallow some food. If I don't eat any food, it turns out my bracha amotzi was a bracha levato. How can you eat your food based on my bracha? My bracha didn't take effect yet. So that was Tosfos Kasha. What do you do with the Gemara in Psochim? The Sova, the old man, and the old man apparently was learned. The old man was learned, Tosfos assumes. The old man started drinking wine before the Amora drank the wine. The Amora said the bar piagov, and the old man started to drink. So he said the Tosfos in Psochim, on the last line in Tosfos, they have the asterisk, and it says, look in the Tosfos in Psochim Kuvov. So the Tosfos in Psochim gave an answer that that's talking about Kiddush on Shabbos morning. Kiddush on Shabbos morning, the din is at Yotza Moti. I can say Kiddush for you even though I'm not drinking the wine at all. Tosfos has a Kiddush like that. So the Ritva and that daf disagrees with the Tosfos. The only time you say Yotza Moitzi, I can say the bracha for you, even though I'm not drinking at all, so then you don't require that I should drink before you. I don't have to drink at all if Yotza Moitzi is acceptable. So the Ritva says the only time that's allowed is by Kiddush or Havdalah, where the Bar Piagofen comes in conjunction with another bracha. But Kiddush on Shabbos Moyen only consists of the Bar Piagofen, so he wouldn't allow Yotza Moitzi. So there are more quotes to Tosfos that you do allow Yotza Moitzi even Shabbos morning. Rabbi Kiveger points out that Rabbi Kiveger on Shulchan Aruch points out that the Ritva disagrees with the Tosfos. He doesn't say he thinks we should be machmal like the Ritva. He just points it out. Our Tosfos does not give that answer. Our Tosfos quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that the whole din in the Gemara is an inyan of derech eretz. It's not because my bracha is not chal yet. I don't plan to get a heart attack and die before I'm going to eat the challah. I'm going to eat the challah. So the moment that I'm going to swallow the challah, it's going to come out that my bracha was not a bracha levatola. So you can rely on the fact that I plan to eat the challah. You can begin eating in Hilchas Birchas Hanenin, and you can begin eating the challah before I start eating. But it's not derech eretz. If I'm the one who said I'm motzi on the challah and I'm giving you it for my challah, it's not derech eretz to start eating before me. But if kol echad v'echad Kosa biyado, then there's no violation of Hilchas Derech Eretz, and the other people can start drinking before. So that Yerushalmi is quoted Lalocha in Shulchan Aruch. That's the way they paskin, that this din in the Gemara, not like the Tosfos in Psochim, that it's a din in Hilchas Birchas Hanen, and the bracha is not chal until I swallow, and by Kiddush on Shabbos morning is different because Yotzei Moitzi, they don't quote that opinion. There are more quotes to Tosfos that you say Yotzei Moitzi and Kiddush on Shabbos morning. But he doesn't quote that opinion, the halacha, that you can't begin to eat. If you're relying on my bracha, you can't begin to eat until I start to eat, because it may turn out to be a bracha levatola. That's not quoted. They quote the Yerushalmi that it's an inyan of derech eretz. Yeah, the first chilek that the first Tosfos gave a different chilek, before Inami. The chilek Inami with the Yerushalmi, that's quoted la halacha and Shulchan Aruch. What is the first distinction? That there's a chilek between achil and shtir. Maybe the Gemara here, it's not proper to eat before I start eating. That's only on achila, of eating bread. But of drinking, when can you rely on someone else's bracha when you're eating or drinking? Only pasan yayin. On other foods, the Gemara says two versions. We had the Gemara before. Either you don't need haseba or haseba does not. So let's say you're having a candy party. You have an ice cream party. One person is saying shahakal, and everybody wants to be out with his bracha of shahakal, having French fries or something. So one person is going to say Berpi Adam, and everyone's going to be Yetzer with his bro. So those were two versions in the Gemara, two opinions in the Gemara, whether all other foods other than Pasan Yayin are not so significant, so we allow Shamer Kohen even without Haseba, or it doesn't even help. Haseba doesn't help. Haseba only helps on Pasan Yayin. And that's a machlek is the Ramam and the Ravid, which opinion, which version in the Gemara to accept. And the Mechaber quotes the both opinions, so we avoid it. So when we have an ice cream party, We have a French fry party, so we don't. We have each person say his own bracha. We avoid relying on this shamer kainim because of the machlokes and the gemara, the machlokes and the rishonim had a paskin. So the only time we do it is by pasen yam. So Tosfos says one is achila and one is shtia. The pas is achila, eating food, and the yain is shtia. So why is there a difference between achila and shtia? That with respect to achila, you have to wait till light first. With respect to shtia, everybody can drink on their own. So the pashtus is that answer holds that it's not a din in Hilchos Birchas Hananim. According to the Tosfos Masechet, it's a din in Birchas Hananim. How can you begin eating food before my bracha took effect? My bracha doesn't take effect till I start eating, till I swallow the food. So you shouldn't begin to eat until I swallow the food. According to that opinion, it should make a difference between achil and shtir. So obviously this Tosfos is going like the rest of the Tosfos. It's an inyan of derech eretz. It's a midas derech eretz over here. It's not proper, it's improper for you to start eating based on my bracha. I myself didn't eat yet. So how can you start eating before me? I think Gemara says over here, Gemara has habatzehu poshet yodat chilo. The one who said amoitze when they served the chicken and when they served the cholent and when they served the kugel or whatever. So whose place at the table should they bring the food to first? That each person takes whatever he wants to eat. So it says whoever said amoitze and he gave everybody else, who poshet yodat chilo. He always gets the first crack at taking whenever they're passing something around. They should give it to him first. That's the poshib shad. But say who poshid yodat chila when they serve the chol, when they serve the kugel, when they serve the chicken, whatever they're going to serve, he should take first. So that's what Tosfos understood here also, that in Hilchos Derech Eretz is a difference between achila and shtia. You have in Shulchan Aruch like that. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says based on the pasuk in Kriyat Shema. How does it say? So it says, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give. How does it say? First you have to give to the behemoth to eat. If you, let's say you have a pet in the house. You have a puppy, or you have a cat, or you have a canary, whatever. So the din is you have to first feed the animals, and then you can eat yourself. You're not supposed to begin eating before you feed the animals. The Gemara said, if he said hamoitzi, and you reminded yourself you didn't give any food to the animals yet, so the Gemara says, more correct is you should feed the animals before you say hamoitzi. He forgot all about it, he washes until he's a dime, and then he says hamoitzi, and then he realizes he forgot to feed the animals. So the Gemara says, under such circumstances, it would not constitute a hefsek to say, please feed the animals in between the hamoitzi and the eating of the challah, because the din requires you should feed the animals first. So that's based on the pasuk that it says, "Satiyes v'sot chalim techa v'yachalta v'savata." First you feed the animals, then you eat yourself. So the Magen Avraham quotes a kasha that when the Jews were traveling in the midbar and there was no water to drink, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu should go to the rock and should hit the rock and talk to the rock, whatever, and then the rock is going to give forth water. Says v'hishkisa ha'eda ve'ez be'iram, you should give the Jewish people to drink, and then their animals will drink as well. So there it seems like the people are drinking before the animals. And here the Gemara learns up in the pasuk in Kriyat Shema that you have to give the animals to eat before you yourself eat. So it's a contradiction between the two sources. So the Magen Avraham quotes an answer that there's a difference between eating and drinking. That drinking is people need drinking more than they need eating in order to stay alive. So when it comes to drinking, first the people drink and then you give to the behemoths. But eating, so you fast another 10 minutes. So you don't eat another 10 minutes. You're not going to drop dead from fasting another half hour. So first you should feed the animals and then you should eat yourself. Others suggest a different answer. That's the Magen Avraham quotes that official answer, the difference between eating and drinking. So that's what Tosfos seems to hold over here. That when it's immediate achila, as far as eating things is concerned, so derech eretz dictates, it's an inyan of derech eretz. If it would be a din in Hilchos Birchas Hananin, like the Tosfos Masechet holds, then it shouldn't make a difference between the Birchas Hananin of achila or the Birchas Hananin of shtia. But if it's an inyan of derech eretz, so then when it comes to drinking, So drinking is much more important than eating. So there's no violation if the listeners are going to drink before the one who said the bracha. It's restricted only to wine, though. It's not talking about water over here, because the only time one person can say bracha to promote the other is only pas v'yayin. We don't allow it by the other foods because of the two versions in the Gemara. So by midi d'shtiya, there is no insistence on derech eretz. You have to let me drink first, because shtiya is more important to stay alive than achila. But midi d'achila, so derech eretz dictates you should let the botzea should eat first. Others give a different answer on the Magen Avraham's kasha, that it depends who. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving water to the Jewish people, so he says, Vishkisa Seidav Ez Biram, Derech Eretz dictates, if you're giving to other people, so first you give the people a drink, and then you give the behemoths a drink. But I want to eat breakfast, and I have food in my kitchen. So I want to feed my behemoth. I have an obligation to feed my behemoth. I want to eat my own breakfast. So I'm talking about me. It's my behemoth, and I have all the food. So I should feed the animals before I take food myself. But when I'm giving you food, so Derech Eretz dictates I should first give the people the food and then take care of the animals later. What did Rivka do when Eliezer Eved Avram went? So first she offered a drink of water to Eliezer, and then the leftover water she gave to the animals, to the camels. She didn't give the camels first. It is because someone else is giving. So Derech Eretz dictates when someone else gives, you should give to the people first, or because it's drinking. When it comes to drinking, so the people come first. Whatever the answer was on the other kasha, the same answer, the same two answers over here. In the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Kara writes an original din. Usually all the din of Shulchan Aruch are quoted from earlier sources. From Rishonim, there's one sif that he writes on his own, and the Magen Avraham says, Rabbi Yosef Kara forgot a Tosfos in Arvei Pesachim. If he would have remembered, he would never have written what he wrote. So he writes like this: a person doesn't have so much wine, has a little more than a revius, has one or two revius, and he has a cup, and he makes Kiddush. So if he's going to drink directly from the Kiddush cup, he's going to make the wine pogum. So then he won't be able to use it for Kiddush on Shabbos morning, won't be able to use it for Avdallah, whenever else he wants to use it for. So he can say Kiddush, and then he can pour off some of the wine to another cup, and you can fulfill the requirement HaMavar Tzar Sheyitam by drinking some of the wine from a different cup. You don't have to drink it in the cup where it originally was at the time that you said the Bracha Alakos. So the Magen Avraham quotes that says that Rabbi Yosef Kara forgot of the Feresh of Tosfos and Arvei Pesachim. The Tosfos proves in the Gemara that that's not correct. Tosfos says, if you're saying just in the middle of the week, you're saying Bar Pragofen over a cup, then you can pour some of the wine into another cup and drink it from the second cup. Why don't you say Bar Pragofen? Why don't you pour it first? Why do you say a brocha? It's a bit of a hepsik. Why did you say the brocha on this cup and then you pour it into the other cup? You should have poured some of the wine into the other cup in the first place. But that's not, it's not a problem in Hilchos Birchas Hanen, and it's a problem of hefsek, but it's not a problem because you're switching from one cup to the other. But if you want to drink from a kosher bracha, so then the Tosfos says it's only called Hamavarch Tzar Sheyitom. You want to yotze that requirement if you drink from the kos that has the revius in it. If you're going to pour over some of the wine to another cup, that's what many people have to practice. They recite Kiddush, and then they pour over some of the wine because they don't want to put their germs into the wine. Then all the yayin is pogum. So they'll pour a little wine into everybody else's cup. Then they have a cup of wine that has less than revius in it. Well, they'll pour some of the wine into another cup. Then they'll drink from the other cup doesn't have a revius of wine in it. So the Shulchan Aruch says that that's acceptable. And the Magen Avraham says that it's not acceptable. He says that the Mechaber forgot the Tosfos and Arvei Pesachim.
Is it mashma
from
the Magen Avraham from
isn't Tosfos saying you don't have to close them or not for Gugum, you don't have to pour off to fix all the kosas? But he never said it was asri, just saying you don't, it's not a fear. So you're welcome to do whatever he's answering on the Gemara Mitzachim, where they're talking about Kiddush. And he says, since they don't need a way for me, because I don't need to pour it off, so they're allowed to drink. But he doesn't say it didn't, you're not allowed to pour it off. We had
You can pour off a little bit, fine, but you still have to have a revius of wine in the cup that you're drinking from. Maybe it's a big cup of wine. You can pour up a little bit before you start to drink. But when you drink, you still have to have a revius. Mustam should also be mole. Mole does mean full to the tippy top. Mole means almost to the top. Almost to the top. The Gemara is going to have later in Shloshu Shachlu. The practice used to be Bezmara Gemara, that they would say Birchas Hamazon Alakos, and then towards the end of Noida Lecho, they would pour in the Mezigah. So the Rabbi Yoni asked the question, so the cup of wine wasn't Mole in the beginning. If they did the Mezigah at the end of Noida Lecho, so the cup wasn't Mole. So he quotes one answer is Anachanami. That's Kach Tikno Chachamim. It doesn't have to be Mole till the end of Noida Lecho after you do the Mezigah. Then he gives another answer. No, you're not going to be Mezig so much wine. The cup is 75% full to the top. You have a revius of wine. The cup is machzik, more than a revius of wine. And three quarters of the cup was full from the very beginning. So that's called mole. It doesn't have to be mamish to the very top. A lot of people fill the cup of wine mamish to the top. Then when they pick it up, it's always going to spill. So what do you gain? They quote the name of Shlomo Zalman. What do you gain if you're going to spill the wine? So pour it lechatchila a quarter of an inch less, an eighth of an inch less. So you don't have to spill any wine. You don't get anything by spilling. Some people have the minig based on the Gemara. It's a Gemara in Erevin, I think, that a home where wine is spilled on the floor right in the beginning of the week, Mitzvah Shabbos, it's a simen brochem. So many people have such a practice, and when they say Avdalah, they always pour so much wine that it overflows, so that's supposed to be a simen brochem. And others say it's a bizayin oichlam. What do you mean a simen brochem? What are you going to do with all the wine that's spilled over? Yeah, my mother used to say it's a simen shlump. Not a simen broch. Okay. Who is this Sar Mikutzi? He's really the Rash Mikutzi. He was never a Sar. Yeah.
Why does
Jehoram
say in this case that it covers things that even are not necessarily in this cup. But before, when he argued on the Ramah by Termisa, the Ramah says that everything I have in mind, it covers. But Shulchan Aruch said, didn't say that.
Shulchan Aruch holds that the bracha is chal on the first morsel of food. The bracha is only chal on the first morsel of food. And the rest of the food is muta b'li bracha. So the first morsel of food fell on the floor and you're not going to eat it. So even though you plan to eat more, but the bracha was never chal on that. The bracha was only supposed to be chal on the first bit of food. So the Mechaber Paskin, the Mechaber writes, even if you plan to eat more, another turmis, but the turmis that you thought the bracha was going to be chal on fell in the gutter and it got dirty, so you always have to say another bracha. And the Ramah says, not so. Even though that morsel of food that you plan to eat first fell, but since you plan to eat more turmis, so the bracha relates to whatever the first thing that you're going to eat. I did plan to have more. Let's say I said Kiddush, and I'm planning to have more wine, and then the whole cup of wine spilled. So when I fill up another cup, I don't have to say another bar piagofen. That's a machleg, a machab and a ramo. Yeah. Okay. What does the Gemara continue? Tana Rabbanan, Amem Zayin Amen Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, they have a brisa. Shnayim Matinim Zela Zebe Kaira. Husband and a wife are eating together. So the husband is always in a rush. He has to go to work. He has to go to learn. He has to go to Amara. Always running somewhere. But his wife spent an hour preparing the meal. So he's going to start gobbling down the meal without the wife. So it's very disrespectful. So if you have two people, not only husband and wife, you have two people who made up, they're going to eat together. Just because you finished the first course, it's not Darach Eretz to start eating the second course before the other, before your partner is up to the second course or the third course. They should have Darach Eretz for each other and not start the next course without the other person. But if you have three people, they're not mukhayif. You're not mechuyev to wait for each other. If you have two, it's understood that they're going to eat together. Then habatzehu poshid yoda tchilo. That's two pshatim in Tosfos, the same Tosfos. Habatzehu poshid yoda tchilo means he gets the first crack at eating the challah. It's saying the same thing as we had before. and I'm assuming Hashem lechol atchitam habetzeh. That's what it means. Well, no, habetzeh poshet yadatchil goes when they serve the cholent, when they serve the chicken, when they serve the kugel. He gets the Tosfos has the two pshat and what that line in the Gemara means. Yeah. Volach lekaver l'rabbi, that's no problem. Hoshuz biyodei may, because the whole din habetzeh poshet yadatchila is only an inyan of derech eretz. Then Gemara tells a story. Rabbi Bar Bachana habiyasek lelebrei, his son was going to get engaged by Rab Shmuel Bar Rav Ketena. So he decided his son is going to be the chassan at this engagement party, so he better teach him the rules and regulations of saying hamoitzi to be moitzi everybody, because whenever they have a chassan, then mechabed the chassan to say hamoitzi on the big challah. Kodim v'yosef, so he came early and he sat down with his son who was going to be get engaged. The Kamasna Leila Bray, he was teaching him the dinim. That's what I was teaching him the dinim. This is the first time in his life that the kid was going to say a bracha moitzi to be moitzi everybody else. He wanted to go through the rules and regulations how to say a moitzi. Kodim v'yosiv, the Kamasna Leila Bray, ena matzei roshoi levtzach, yich la'omen mepi ha'oinim. The bracha of ha'moitzi should be recited on Pash Shlema, not only on Shabbos, even on the weekdays. Let's say you're going to have an orange or an apple. So the proper practice is you should say Bar Pi Ha'etz on the apple or the orange before you cut it up. Even though it's going to cause a hefsek, a little bit of a hefsek, you have to cut up the apple in between the bracha of Bar Pi Ha'etz and the eating of the fruit. But it's still, it's more chashivis to say the bracha while the food is still shalem. So even in the weekdays, forget about Lecha Mishnah, Lechemishna Shabbos were more makbid that it should be shalem, but even in the weekdays, if you have a choice, you can either say hamoitzi on a roll, a full complete roll, or a slice of bread. It's more proper to say hamoitzi on a shlema, on a pashlema, than to say on a slice of bread. So when I say the bracha hamoitzi lechmen horitz, and all the people are going to answer amen, so I shouldn't really cut the challah until everybody finishes saying amen. Why? Achiyech lo amen mipi ha'onim. Till everybody, we'll soon get to the details, till everybody says amen. Why? So Rashi explains, because anias amen is considered a chelik of the bracha. Rashi writes, af anias amen min ha'bracha hi. Answering amen to the bracha is considered an extension of the bracha, and you have to finish the bracha before you cut the challah. You want the bracha to take effect on a shlema. So not only do you want the bracha to be recited before you cut the challah, you want the anias amen to be also before you cut the challah. How do the Sfardim say Bar Pri HaGefen? Why do you say HaGefen? Because you're going to say amen. Because everybody's going to say amen. So if the bracha would end Bar Pri HaGefen, so it's the end of a sentence, say HaGefen. But if you're going to say amen, people are going to say amen. So you say Bar Pi HaGefen is the middle of a sentence. The sentence is not finished, so you say amen. That's the practice that the Sfardim have based on this Rashi, based on this Gemara. Af anias amen min habrachi. It's considered the hemshech. That's the din in the Gemara. You shouldn't cut the challah. You should retain the status of shlema, even though the hepsik, the pause, is going to be long in between the hamoitzi and the eating of the food, because you've got to slice the challah. But still, it's preferable to say the hamoitzi on the shlema and the anias amen on the shlema. So let's say you have 20 people around the table, and I'm going to say hamotzi. How many of the 20 people have to finish the amen? Some people say quickly, some people take their time. So Rav Chisda Amam, if they rova on him, you take the majority from the 20 people, 11, 12 people are going to answer amen, ginuk, even though you have a couple of others who are taking their time answering amen, and have to worry about each and every single person.
If it's part of the Sechem Bracha, maybe it should be ma'akim. Amen is part of the
Nesach Abracha,
maybe it should be
Ma'akim. No. The Gemara says in Sukkot that Anias Amen is not Ma'akim. Shamei Ake Oina. Shamei Ake Oina.
Maybe since the verse
Chabura. Chabura, that could be. That's Rav Soloveitchik had a deal in the Rambam, probably Rav Chaim had a deal in the Rambam, that if you don't say Amen by Bracha of Chabur, it could be it is Ma'akim. That's a Chiddush. Anias Amen is ma'akeh by a bracha v'chabura. That was a chiddush. Yeah, that's a possibility. Rav Chisda comments: you only have to worry about rov honim. You don't have to worry about every single person. Omle Rami Bachome, Mashna Ruba da Katela Kalye Broche. What do you say if the rive of the 20 people didn't say Amen yet? Akatela Kalye Broche, you didn't finish the broche was not yet concluded. You didn't finish the broche yet, and you're not supposed to slice the challah until after you finish the broche. You want the entire broche should be recited on a shlema. So miyuta namila kalya broche. Even if only 5 of the 20 people didn't say amen yet, you still didn't answer. Omalei shani yomer. Say my. He says no. My policy is shani yomer. I hold kalon amen yosimidai ain alatoya. If it's taking them too long to say amen, you ignore them. They're acting improperly. The ones that answer amen right away are doing correct, and the one who takes his time saying amen, amen, that takes too long. He should say amen. It shouldn't take so long. In fact, here in Broyers, they have an igin, and I think on Seres Meitshuva, I think when they say the Kaddish, when they say the Kaddish before Shmona Esrei by Meiriv, I think. Amiram bi Alma, it has a long niggin, goes on and for a whole minute, and then he finally says Vimru Amen. So the Mishnah Brua doesn't like that niggin. He says, if you know the Chazan is going to sing such a long niggin, when he says Amiram bi Alma, you say Amen. Normally you should wait till he says Vimru Amen. After he says Vimru Amen, say Amen, then you say Amen. You shouldn't say like the niggin. V'yemru, everybody says amen. No, you should say v'yemru amen, and everybody say amen, and then you say amen after the chazan. But if the chazan's taking his time and it has a long niggin until he says v'yemru amen, so then the Mishnah Berurah said that's called an amen yosemi dai. It's taking too long. That's an amen yosema. I think Mar is going to call it amen yosema. Person says a bracha now, bird piagof and whatever. And I wait a minute, then I say amen. I wake up a minute later, I say amen. That's too long. Just like if the parents died and the children are left by themselves and no one to take care of them, that's a yosem. So here, the amen doesn't relate to the bracha. If you wait too long to answer amen, it's an amen yosema. So that's not right. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. If you know in advance that the chazan is going to sing this long, drawn-out niggin till he's going to say the yimra amen, so you don't wait till he gives you the instruction to amen. You say amen. Then it becomes chosim shatir. Damir biolmo. So you say right away amen. You don't wait till he says yimru amen. Tana Rabbana, they quote it to Sefta. Ein amen lo amen chatufa. What does it mean lo amen chatufa? Rashi says chataf. Chataf means what? A shvo. Instead of saying O main with a kometz under the aleph and a tzera under the mem, he says main as if the aleph had a shvo. So that's amen chatufa. You pronounce the main with a chataf, with a shvo, instead of having a kometz under the aleph. That's not right. That's one pshat. Then other rishani give another pshat. Chatufa means to chap. He said amen too quickly. What do you mean he said too quickly? They didn't give the chazan a chance to finish the bracha yet. Kadesh Yisrael b'hazmamein. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the niggin for yamim tovim dika davening misleads the people into answering amen too early. Rabbi Soloveitchik every year on Rosh Hashanah will make an announcement before Tkir Shofar that nobody should begin to say amen till the chazan concludes the final syllable of each one of the brachas, because the niggun on Rosh Hashanah is deceiving. Chazan says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Zocher HaBris. So usually people say amen while the chazan is saying simultaneously, but the chazan is saying the final syllable. So that's amen chatufa. He chapt. He said amen too soon. You're not supposed to say amen. A lot of times older people get into that habit. Even if when they were younger, they say amen correctly. When they're older, I don't know why. So they answer amen too soon. You have to wait till the chaz until the other person finishes the final syllable of the bracha. So you're not supposed to answer amen chatufa, either with a chataf, with a shvo under the aleph, or chatufa yichat. He said amen too soon before the chaz finished the bracha. Lo amen kitufa, maza amen kitufa, chopped off. Liktof means to chop off. So what does Rashi say? Mechasek riyas hanun. Amen. and he leaves out the nun. He chops off the end. Shenem atzia bepeh shetehini keres. He doesn't pronounce the nun at the end of the word amen. That's not right. But like amen yisayma, what is an amen yisayma? So Rashi, so we said a pshat before, he waits too long to answer amen. So the amen doesn't relate to the bracha. You have to answer amen right away. How does Rashi say? Amen yisayma, amen doesn't relate to the bracha. Does not what, he walks into shul, everybody's saying amen. He says amen also. He doesn't know what is he saying amen. Amen means I agree to the idea that the person just said. But if I don't know what bracha he said, he's a religious man, so he's not praying to Jesus. He's a Jewish person, so he's not saying Avodah Zarah. So whatever he said, I agree to him. So that's not right. He should only say amen if you know what bracha the person said that you're answering amen to. That's what Rashi writes. Shaloshama habracha, shaloshama shalim amen. Here's everybody saying amen. He says amen also. So that's not right. That's amen yisayma. And other Rishonim say amen yisayma. He knows what bracha they said, but he waits too long. The amen doesn't relate to the bracha. So then Rashi and Tosis discuss the Gemara in Sukkot. In Perikain Sukkot, Dapnan Alpha and Beis, Gemara says in Alexandria in Egypt, there was a gigantic shul that had so many seats, there were so many people were davening in the shul, and they had no loudspeaker. It was an Orthodox synagogue. So the chazan couldn't possibly say the bracha so loud everybody would hear. So they used to wave flags. At the end of every bracha, they would raise a flag, everyone should know to say amen. But they didn't hear the bracha. So Rashi asks, "What do you mean in Bahachalil, in the fifth parak in Sukkah, Hoyimanifim b'Sudarim? They used to pick up flags, Shigiyes Lanas Amen, but they didn't hear the bracha. They're still saying Amen." So he says, "Yeah, but they knew what bracha he was up to. The first bracha is Magen Abraham. The second bracha is Mechayah Mason. Third bracha is Hakel Hakadosh. They knew what bracha they were answering Amen to. As long as you know what bracha he's saying Amen to, that's acceptable." Tosa said the same. As long as you know what you're saying Amen. They just couldn't hear it because it was such a big shul.
They do the same thing at the Bell Shul in Yerushalayim. They have a pillow that they slap with a stick.
Mm-hmm.
The place is huge. 1,600, 1,700 people on the main floor. Slap a pillow with a big paddle.
So everybody knows what bracha you're up to, that's okay. So the question is like this. Let's say they'll say Kiddush. Havdalah. Let's say they'll say Kiddush has to be Mamakam Suda, the same place you're going to eat. Let's say Havdalah doesn't have to be Mamakam Suda. Let's say Havdalah and Shul. I can't hear one word, but the guy slaps on the pillow, and everybody knows that he just said Bar Piagofen. Okay, so I'm not going to drink the wine. I don't need the Bar Piagofen. But he says Havdalah, I didn't hear boo. I didn't hear one word, but I know that he said Havdalah. I'm out of the Mikosh, and I say Amen. Am I Yotze with that? Kol ha'ayna amin ki lehoitzi bracha mipiv dami. Whoever says Amen is considered as if he said the bracha, even if it's not Shomea. The din is Shomea ke'ayna. If you paid attention to the bracha, even if you didn't say Amen, you're Yotze. Shomea ke'ayna. What if Ayna Amen? What if he answered Amen? Ki lehoitzi bracha mipiv, even if he didn't hear? So that's a question. The Pimagodim raises that question. Unclear. It's unclear. The Tosis there in Sukkah discusses also. I Tosis Sukkah no. Yeah, Tosis and Sukkah discusses the same topic they have here. So from the Tosis Lashon there, it's a little unclear. What's the din in that case? Let's say a person is deaf, and someone else is saying Kiddush HaHavdalah. He knows what he's saying, and he reads his lips, but he doesn't hear anything. So is he Yotze because he says Amen? You say no. Shameya ke'ayna. And if you say amen, then it's gevaldik. And even if you didn't say amen, it's also good. But everything has to start off with shameya ke'ayna. So that's unclear what the din is.
Sometimes in shul, people will whisper kaddish. And I hear everyone answering amen. Is it enough to know that the person saying kaddish, or do I have to know just like specifically where in the kaddish he would be?
Yeah, you have to know which line in the Kaddish. That is correct. He's a religious Jew. He's not praying to Jesus. I'm going to say amen. That's not right. You have to know what did he say that you're agreeing to. What exactly did he say? So the Gemara has these rules and regulations of answering amen. V'leizrek brocha mipiv. Rashi says, a lot of people say the brocha so quickly as if it's a burden and they want to get rid of it. the Mehira Shadam Olav Kemasui Ela Shechok Kabu Ahulo. He's stuck. He has to say this bracha. So he rattles off the bracha quickly. That's not right. He should say the bracha slowly with kavana. Shouldn't say b'mehira sedam olav kemasui. So that's how Rashi translates leizer kabracha mepiv. Benazi amer kaloyin amin yisaimi you bana b'yisaimi. Terrible. Whoever answers amin chatufa is improper. Is chatfu yama. Whoever answers amin kitufa also. Cholamarch b'amim anichal amishnasim. Really, you should be careful about anias amim. Yeah, okay. This parak is talking about bench and mezuman. So the bench and mezuman is shlosh shoch luka'achas. What's the definition of och luka'achas? So the Gemara tells us to Rabbi Shmuel habiyashu b'sudos, only two people. So if two people eat bread together, so there's no mezuman. That was a machlokes on the first daf in the parak. If you have three people eat together, they're obligated to bench mezuman. What if you have two, is it optional? The Gemara came to the conclusion, it was a dispute. The Gemara came to the conclusion, it's not optional. You cannot bench mezuman. So they only had two people, Rabbi Shmuel. So a third party comes, also Rabbi Simi Barchia, Havakamasar B'yochel. He starts to hurry up to eat with them. They already finished eating. So they told him, Omalei Rab. So Rab tells the third person, my daitach, what is your rush? You're gobbling down your sandwich because you want to bench mezuman with us? Eat your sandwich slowly. We don't have a mezuman anyway because Rabbi me and my friend Shmuel, we just finished eating already. So that's not going to be considered shlosh shochel kachas just because we didn't bench yet. But it was nochel kachas, we already finished eating. My daitach, what is your rush? What do you have in mind? It's tarufei bahadon. You want to mitzarf with us to bench mezuman. And not achlin alon. We already finished eating, so you can't be mitzarf to the mezuman. That's what Rav told him. So you can eat your sandwich slowly, don't rush into anything. Amalei Shmuel, so Shmuel said, no, he's right. If they would serve a dessert, I would be prepared to eat a dessert. Amalei Shmuel, so Shmuel says, Ilam Aisili Urdalaya. If they would serve me, what's Urdalaya? Some kind of a delicacy as a dessert. Or if they would serve Gozlaya La Abba, he refers to Rab as Abba. Rab got smicha. Shmuel didn't get smicha. So Rab is known as the rabbi. But his real name was Abba. So so Shmuel refers to him by his first name, Abba. He says if they would serve gozlaya is chicken, some kind of a delicacy from chicken. So if they'd give you dessert, what is urdalaya? What does Rashi say? Kemeimapatrios, okay. Kemeimapatrios are, what do you call it?
Mushrooms.
I remember once I was spending the summer in Yeshiva in Shalavim. So there was a boy there from a student from Denmark or some somewhere over there. So he was learning Gemar Bracha. So he said, what does that mean, Kamei Mepatria? So I said, mushrooms. So he said, Mazeh. So I said, Shvaiman in Yiddish. He doesn't speak Yiddish. So I drew a picture of what it looks like. He didn't know what a mushroom was. Okay, Kamei Mepatria says mushrooms. So that was, that Rav enjoyed mushrooms as a dessert. And Shmuel used to enjoy chicken fricassee as dessert at the end of the meal. I usually have cake, whatever they serve as dessert, fruits, whatever, ice cream. So Rav says, even though we finished eating the bread, but if they would serve a dessert, we would be open to eat, so even though they're not just serving any dessert. And this Rav Simi Barchia is eating his sandwich of bread, after we already finished our eating up our bread, that's considered. If they would serve, udalayali, because laylabim milo yachlina, wouldn't we eat it? So therefore, it's considered shloshe shachol kachas. They are mitzarf. Then Gemara tells another story. Talmidei de Rav habayasvi b'sudosa. They were sitting and eating. Oh, I gotta run. Okay, so Belineta tomorrow. Tomorrow I think is a normal day. Once in a while, there's a normal day. Okay. What time is normal? I forgot. 12:45. Okay. So tomorrow we'll start from this Gemara Talmidei de Rav. Then I want to go back to the first line, Mol Balei Tovo. The first wide line, Mem Zayin Amid Beis, we just ran through it briefly, and then we'll continue from there on. Thursday I'm going to have to give an early shiur because I have to go out of town. So I'll have to figure out what time. Okay. So tomorrow, 12:45. Very good.
You are in Jewish.